I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined, as always, by Dan Regester, and we're here to talk about teams that are not in the top 25, and by the grace of God, Missouri stayed inside the top 25. The AP, the fake news media, refused to rank us.
Fucking rag.
You don't hate the media enough. You do not hate the media enough, Missouri. They refused to rank us, but the College Football Playoff Committee, the People's Committee,
yeah,
not only ranked us, but ranked us ahead of Army, which is outrageous, but I'll fucking take it.
No, they know the truth.
Yeah, 24th in this.
They're CFP. Patriots ranking Mizzou above Army for some reason.
So fuck the fake news media, the People's Committee, the College People's Committee has...
You guys in?
Yeah, has us in. So, yeah. Hell yeah. Not talking about Missouri this week.
No.
But I swear to God, if we lose to Oklahoma.
But we could potentially talk about a man moved to Florida.
Nope.
What?
Oh, wait. Go on with your...
Man
sorry.
That moved to Florida. This is a tweet shared by Jacob.
Yeah.
Moved from Florida to play golf, hang out with his friends.
Wanted to retire.
And, it seems like he might be back.
He is back.
He might be back. Is Gus Malzahn back?
Is Gus back?
Is UCF back?
Is UCF back?
We put up 56 against Arizona.
Arizona sucks. And
they do
bad.
Suck, but our defense, he fired Roof, right?
Yeah.
Defense coordinator, gone. We only give up 12 points to Arizona. They have a decent offense, it's whatever.
Nothing like a good coordinator firing in the middle. More people need to do it.
Gus Malzahn gives up play calling. We proceed to put up the most points all season.
You can't be calling plays as a head coach anymore.
We started our four-string quarterback who can actually complete a pass. Laser sharp.
Yeah.
Incredible. Risk, baby. I'm all about risk it to get the biscuit.
Let's go. And speaking of Florida, another man is staying in Florida. It's been announced that Billy Napier will be retained by the Florida Gators.
Get the vote of confidence?
Yeah. They announced it today, this morning, that Billy Napier will be retained by the Gators.
I guess they're saying it now because their entire team is just on the IR. Like, whole team's down bad.
Yeah, I think you need to be on a little bit of more of a stable ground to transition away from him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the entire team's hurt.
Yeah,
they showed some dog in them against the Bulldogs.
Not played badly.
They've been playing well
lately. They have not been playing badly.
But was Napier a system coach? Louisiana right now 7-1.
Yeah, one has to wonder about that sometimes.
Maybe it was just the machine. It was just a cog.
People were saying that about drink. Maybe they'll start saying it again. Oh, App State. You wanted App State?
Oh, I'll say it.
Everybody wins at App State.
Except the current coach of App State.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I guess there could have been a question mark about that with Cignetti. But Cigs, can't put that cigarette out.
Nah, dude.
No.
They're going to win the Big Ten.
I hope so.
That'd be so funny.
I pray for it every day. I'm a Hoosier now.
I want them to beat Ohio State and maybe potentially keep Ohio State out of the playoff.
That glorious.
But Ross is already starting to kind of say the bullshit. You know, our offensive line's hurt.
Sad.
Giving up on the season. And then they proceed to beat Penn State. Penn State sucks.
A disgrace.
They are. But they're going to fucking waltz into the playoff.
Yeah, I know. It's such bullshit. They're going to get clowned in the first round by somebody. Like, Boise State's going to beat them in the first round type of situation.
That could happen.
Yeah. Or Army, honestly. Let's be honest.
I don't think Army's going to get there.
They need to get
there.
Sadly,
I think Army is going to trip up. Although, you know, last week...
Boise could trip up.
Not a super... It was an indication of what Army is, because obviously they're out. Their quarterback was out. They played a team that knows them inside and out in our Air Force.
Yeah. Also, Boise actually... If they trip up, it's bad, because their games left are Nevada... home against Nevada, at San Jose State, at Wyoming.
Dude, Wyoming blows this year.
At Wyoming.
Wyoming's like 1-8.
Yeah, they suck. And then Oregon State does come to town. Oregon State could play spoiler.
Oregon State also very bad.
They could play spoiler, but
no, they won't. Boise should run the table.
Yeah.
Boise, but they would probably catch who? UNLV in like the Mountain West?
Oh, yeah, they could lose the conference championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're out.
And I don't think if UNLV wins that conference championship with two losses,
they would
already
not get in.
I don't think they're getting in.
No, you get moved to Army at that point.
But I don't think Army's winning
the conference championship.
All right, so if Army runs
five highest ranked champions,
I mean Army could run the table except lose to Notre Dame.
Yep.
Would they still get in?
Yes.
I guess they would. Yeah.
It is literally the five highest ranked conference champions, and there's only four conferences in the power.
Yeah, but we're not factoring in the Pac-2.
That's true. We should be, but
Washington State right now.
Yeah, we should be, but we won't.
One loss, right?
Yeah, I don't know what they are. But we're not here to talk about the playoff and ranked teams. That's
no, we're
stupid.
Talking about the teams that are going to play in like the Cheez-It Bowl.
Alamo Bowl, all types of fun shit like that. Missouri was projected for the Texas Bowl, which I would probably go to.
Do you guys, you're going to lose Oklahoma this week.
No, we're going to win.
You'll be unranked. I mean, who's left on your schedule? Because we'll talk about you guys, because you shouldn't be ranked.
We are ranked.
Are you going to lose out, probably?
It just depends on Brady Cook.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it all depends on if he's alive or not. Like losing to...
Where's your hat?
Oh, it's at home.
Let Brady cook.
I'm not going to wear it on this show because, if Missouri's unranked next week...
Show us the first form.
Yeah, if Missouri's unranked next week, thank you, first form. I'll wear it on the show. But they're ranked for now. Anyway, how did we do last week?
That's not important.
Man, you could have made up ground. I did bad.
I got 3 wins on you.
Yeah, I guess you did.
I was just volume shooting.
Yeah.
I went 11.
You got 3 wins, but you got 4 more losses.
I know. I went 11-15-1. 1-3 on Moneyline Dogs. You went 8-11-1. 0-1 on your Moneyline Dogs. So.
You actually shoved yourself under 500 with the Moneyline Dogs by volume shooting.
I know. I'm going to keep doing it. Just keep going.
For the year, you're 85-106-3, 7-8 on the Moneyline Dog. I am still a robust 102-81-3 at 500.
You cracked 100 wins.
What?
You cracked 100 wins.
Yeah. Pew, pew. Let's go.
This is pathetic, though. I got no feel.
Sometimes that happens, like me, the last 2 years. Just no fucking vibe on anything.
I'm just taking chances. That's what it is. I'm braver than you. You're just fucking chalk.
You're a fucking chalk.
You're
just like some guy bleeding out on the battlefield as I'm like in the foxhole. You're just like, I'm braver than you.
Yeah. Dying on the battlefields like a man.
If you're a real man, you come home on your shield.
All right, let's get to week 11.
Let's get to week 11. Got a real snoozer to start it off.
Cal minus 7 at Wake Forest, over under 54.5. Cal's minus 7 again.
A Friday night game. Both of these teams 4-4. Cal, though, 0-4 in the ACC, still looking for their first win.
And Cal also lost to Florida State. Florida State's only win.
That, it's just insane. Wake got smashed by Clemson, but did pick up a win against NC State a few weeks ago. And then they are on a little two-game winning streak on the road against UConn and Stanford.
This line is too big. Give me Wake plus a 7 at home.
Oh, yeah. Cal minus 7. Coming across the country, no way. No way. I'm going Wake for sure.
My only issue with Wake Forest is no longer in Wake Forest.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
I think we should start a campaign to move them back. Wake Forest should go back to Wake Forest.
Yes, I agree.
It's in what, Salem?
I think Winston-Salem, yeah.
Fuck that.
It's fucking dumb. I agree. They're liars.
You have to change the name of the school.
Yeah, to Winston-Salem, which just makes it sound like a cigarette.
Yeah.
Winston-Salem.
Which is actually kind of cool.
That's pretty sweet. That's really sweet, actually. I would buy that t-shirt.
You have like a Cowboys ripping a heater.
Yeah. I'm all over that t-shirt.
All right, so we either move back Wake Forest to Wake, or we just change the name of the school. Which way are we going?
Winston-Salem U.
Winston-Salem U.
Yeah.
All right, for the rest of the show, we should only refer to them as Winston-Salem.
I won't refer to them again at all after this pick right here, because it's Winston-Salem U. It's fucking...
All right, for the future, though.
Yeah, it's Dart U. Mm-hmm. Oh, that should be their new name, the Darts.
The Darts, the Heaters.
Heaters. And their mascot should literally be a cigarette. Like, it's a dancing cigarette on the sideline.
You're a university. Kids are old enough to smoke.
Literally, yeah.
You're not advertising to children.
Nope. It's fucking dumb.
All right, so we're both on Wake. I hate that. Next, we got Rice plus 8 at Memphis, the over-under 50.5. Memphis coming back to earth. Losing to the Roadrunners.
Tough. No, getting obliterated by the Roadrunners. I mean, I guess they ended up only losing by 8, but like...
But they were down.
They were down bigger.
Two scores over the entire game.
Letting this version of UTSA drop 44 on you, that's not great.
Also, Rice coming off a win against Navy.
I know. Navy. Wow. Just falling off a cliff here. Hate to see that.
Sad to see it.
Love Memphis to cover 8.
Do you?
I do. Rice stinks.
They don't, though. Rice. They're starting to get it on track. They're starting to figure things out. Give me Rice and the points.
Nah, I'm taking. I love
it. Hoot, hoot.
And then also, what is the over-under here? 50?
50.5.
Over! Memphis is going to come out swinging because, by the way, they are not out of the playoff picture.
A lot of Memphis musicals. Yes, they are. They're a two-loss Memphis team.
Top 5 conference champions.
Yes, right? But Boise has 2 losses, and Memphis has 2 losses. Memphis wins their conference. They're taking Boise all day.
I understand that, but it's a non-zero.
So, yes, they are out.
There's a path.
No, there isn't. There's zero path. They're going to win the American.
I know.
They're not going to do that.
There's a path.
They're also losing the skin to Rice.
They're not. Oh, all right. Here comes the shots. Are you taking Rice?
Yeah, fuck it. Rice plus 8, Rice money line.
All right.
That just sucks.
Fuck it.
Iowa minus 6.5 at UCLA. The over-under is 44.5. Give me a resounding and a resilient UCLA to cover the 6.5.
As we said the other day, UCLA is the best. Two-win team, but now they're a three-win team.
They're the best three-win team in America.
The problem is, when Iowa wins, they fucking win.
Yeah, give me the over as well. Iowa overs have been
cashing left and right.
They've been hitting the overs themselves.
They have dropped. They just dropped
42 on this, Wisconsin.
Their last 3 wins, they've scored over 40 points. Every single game they've won, they've scored over 30.
It's all as if baby Ferentz was the problem.
I will also take Iowa. I think this is a blowout, and I will also take the over.
You're taking Iowa in the over?
Yes.
All right. We disagree.
I don't bloody care. This is a great Friday night slate, by the way. I like this slate. Iowa, UCLA, Rice, Memphis. I don't really care about Cal Wake Forest, but I'll be tuned into both of those 2 games for sure.
Then we got Minnesota traveling kind of halfway through the country to Rutgers.
Rutgers.
They're minus six. The over-under is 46.5. Give me
Minnesota with a big win at UCLA. Illinois. The points. What?
Give me the Scarlet Knights and the points.
Okay. Minnesota don't look now on a four-game winning streak. SC, UCLA.
Yeah, they're hot.
Maryland and
row the damn boat.
At Illinois. Rutgers, meanwhile, on a four-game losing streak.
Something's got to give. An unstoppable force meets a very movable object. But you get out of the way, like a bull's charging you. You get out of the way.
Yeah.
He goes into the river.
I think I will take
and
Rutgers.
In Jersey, you don't want to be in that river.
I'll take Rutgers. I actually think
you don't want to be in the Hudson.
You know. I think Minnesota wins, but I think it's close. I don't like 6 points.
You're going Rutgers as well?
Yes.
To cover?
Yes.
Why are you fucking jacking my picks, dude?
I'm just holding on to you tight so that you can't get away from
me. Like an anaconda.
Yeah. Yeah. Tightening up on you.
Syracuse plus two at BC. The over-under is 52.5. This makes no fucking sense. No respect for Kyle McCord. Give me Syracuse to win. Just give me Syracuse money line and the plus two. So.
Outright.
Chestnut Hill ain't nothing.
No. I actually also like Syracuse. That is a weird line. I also like Syracuse here. Much better team all around. I just don't understand that pick. I have no idea about the over-under or whatever, but, you know, it is what it is. That's a weird game. I'm not going to watch that much of that game because the bottom of the ACC is just unbearable. I love the top of the ACC. Everyone knows I am a pony boy, but... yeah, that's just a lot.
West Virginia, plus 4.5 at Cincy. The over-under is 56.5.
Cincinnati scoring a little bit this year.
Low-key rivalry game here.
Kind of, I guess.
Cincy's okay.
Former Big East They're rivals, fine. Maybe. Man, West Virginia just so...
Give me WVU in the points. Give me West Virginia.
So up and down this year.
Dude, they can put it on teams when they have it.
Yeah.
When they're clicking, can't stop them.
Yeah.
Give me West Virginia. Give me the over.
Yeah, I don't know about the over-under. I will take Cincinnati. They have not lost two games in a row this year, and that's enough points. So, yeah, I'll take it. Just coming off a, lost to Colorado, which is fine. It's not like horrible or anything, but I think Cincinnati takes this. West Virginia on the road, meh.
Then we got Navy coming off just a spiraling loss to Rice, minus 3.5. Going to Raymond James, South Florida. Over under is 56.5. South Florida, little controversy against FAU last week.
Yeah, I guess if you're talking about Tom Herman being a little baby bitch.
Tom Herman getting stuffed in a locker by Alex Golish.
Fuck Tom Herman so fucking much, dude. That guy is the biggest bitch on earth. Like, just a fucking loser baby. I'm so glad his Texas tenure went the way it did. I'm so glad he is where he is now.
Dude, Alex Golish has a interesting story. Do you know where he was born?
No.
The Soviet Union.
Okay.
He was born in Russia. He's born in Moscow. But yeah, when they were the Soviet Union, I believe he grew up. He went from the Soviet Union to Dublin, Ohio.
Is he Soviet or were his parents like ambassadors or worked at
He could be a sleeper cell. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You never know. Either way, though.
Went to Ohio State.
Okay.
So he's definitely a commie.
It feels like this game, man, Navy's a 3.5-point favorite. There's two back-to-back losses.
Give me South Florida all day. I think the Navy, we've sank them.
Taking Navy. Done. Then I'll take Navy. Cover 3.5. No problem. Fuck it. I'll be different than you. I don't have any read on the over-under. But yeah, Navy wins this game. I feel comfortable. And you know where we're making these bets on Navy and USF and everything else?
Rob, mybookie.com.
Mybookie.com is where we make all of our bets because that's where they have all the lines, whether it's college football, college basketball, because it is college basketball season now as well. I'm already full of disappointment after Missouri's blowing a double-digit lead against Memphis the other day. But yeah, we make all our bets at MyBookie.com. And if you are in the MyBookie Plus Rewards Program, which if you are a regular player there, you're just auto-enrolled and it doesn't cost you anything. In fact, it gives you money. If you have a bad weekend, bad week, whatever, they toss you a little money with rakebacks so you can, you know, just get back in the game, feel like you're alive when you're watching the sports ball and all that stuff. You can also bet on their live casino. It's like playing blackjack over Zoom is the best way to put it. It's a real human dealer. We'll be playing tomorrow on our MyBookie Casino Friday show. And then, you can bet other stuff. I mean, the presidential election's over, so you can't really bet that. I don't know what the political lines would be at this point, but you can bet all kinds of other shit on MyBookie.com. It's awesome. It rules. Obviously, NBA, they've all got all kinds of player props and shit like that. Cannot recommend it enough. MyBookie.com, the best place to make your bets, including this next one, where we have Duke going to NC State, a 3-point dog. Outrageous.
This is weird.
Outrageous. Duke.
What do they know?
Are you scared of this now?
Kind of. They're saying Duke and NC State.
Well,
are
you know what?
Par.
NC State's only a game better than Duke.
Yeah, but North Carolina State. You mean Duke's a game better than
I'm sorry.
NC
yeah,
State.
Yeah. Duke back-to-back games against two powerhouse teams in SMU and Miami. Almost beat SMU. Should have beat SMU.
Yeah, dude. Manny Diaz has the boys kind of cooking right now. Their losses are pretty explainable, right? They lost to SMU. They lost to Miami. And they lost to Georgia Tech, right?
At Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. Not an easy road game for most teams, I would say.
These aren't bad losses.
I don't think any of those are bad losses.
They beat UNC. They don't have a great strength of schedule when it comes to wins, though.
Yeah. No, they don't. NC State, on the other hand, has two absolute obliterations against the two really good teams they've played, which is Tennessee and Clemson. And then they've also lost two games, a bad one to Wake Forest and an understandable one to Syracuse, albeit at home.
Give Syracuse a game.
Yeah. Boy.
Beat that Northern Illinois Husky squad, though.
They did.
That's a better win. I mean, Notre Dame obviously lost.
Not everyone can do
that.
Got
a man in studio repping
Notre Dame.
NC State
on a little two-game win streak here. I'm kind of wondering.
Obviously, Grayson McCall's out for the year.
Yeah.
So they might have figured shit out. I haven't, full transparency, have not paid attention to NC State.
Haven't quite looked in on them a ton. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I was just a little pissed that they took Grayson McCall. Yeah.
I'm going to take the over. 51 and a half.
You're going to take 51 and a half?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. I love that. 30-27.
Give me the Dukies. Give me Duke. Give me the under.
Okay. I'm trying to fade.
Yeah.
Trying to fade me.
Give me Duke. The points. Give me Duke money line as well. Try to get three games here.
Good Lord.
San Jose State at Oregon State.
Oregon State about to learn the perils of the Mountain West.
Over under 55 and a half. San Jose State's catching three.
All day, San Jose State. That's my money line dog.
In Corvallis.
It's my money line dog. I want the points. I want the money line dog. And by the way, I might not hate, what is the line on the over under there?
55 and a half.
I'll stay away from that.
Yeah. It's not great.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I'll go Oregon State at home.
Your beeves are cooked. No conference is going to want them now.
Well, they're in the expanded Pac-12.
Right? Oh, that's right. They're inviting other people in. I forgot about that. The expanded Pac-2, you mean?
The Pac-West.
God. Just a fucking nightmare. I feel so bad for everyone
involved
in that situation.
Now we're finally getting to the games that matter, though. We got some big games here. South Carolina at Vandy. I love this game.
This is a fun game. I have no read on this game.
I do. South Carolina's -4.5 at Vandy. Over-under is 45.5. Obviously, Pavia's a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so is South Carolina.
I know. I'm saying he's kind of carried Vandy, who doesn't have a ton of talent.
Yeah.
South Carolina has some fucking dudes, man. They have, like, a bunch of giant receivers that are fast as fuck. Their defensive line is crazy good. This should be better. Like, South Carolina should be better.
Here's the thing about that, though. South Carolina should be better. They've lost to LSU, Ole Miss, and Alabama.
Should be better.
And by the way,
they got freaks, dude. There's that kid Harbor. I think he's like 6'5".
Yeah, oh no. They're really fucking good.
He's a track kid. He's like fast as fuck at 6'5". You shouldn't move that fast.
They just beat the shit out of A&M. Like, murdered A&M. And by the way, both the Alabama game and the LSU game, I guess more so the LSU game, they should have won the LSU game. They got fucked out of that game. Ole Miss beat them down. That's unquestionable. But the Bama game, they had a shot. Mm-hmm. I believe they were going for two and they didn't convert the 2-point conversion. Then they had to do an onside kick. They had a really late last second touchdown.
Yeah, it was closer than it should have been.
Yeah. So that one's a little iffy. But like, this team is one bullshit call basically against LSU away from being 6-2. Maybe could have been 7-1. They're a lot better than people give them credit for.
I think South Carolina kind of rolls here. I think they stomp them.
I think so, too. I feel that with South Carolina. I also like the over.
I don't know if Vandy's going to score much, is the thing.
I mean, OU only scored 9 on them, but everyone else who is competent, okay. They haven't played a lot of competent offenses, actually, but I'll still take Vandy to put up enough to get over the 45.5 hump. Because I also think South Carolina is going to score a lot.
We got my Knights, my Citronauts, undefeated in space games, catching 2.5 at Arizona State, going to Tempe.
I will take this as a money line dog as well.
Over-under 55.5.
Scataboo is out.
Scataboo's out?
Scataboo is out. Give me your Citronauts. Give me the money line dog on the Citronauts. I fucking love it. Arizona State is fucked. They don't have their secret weapon. They don't have fucking Scataboo.
Yeah, but Levitt's back, I believe.
I don't give a shit.
They're a way better team when he's in.
I don't give a fuck.
But yeah, dude, Dylan Risk is, I think he was a top 5 quarterback in the country last week. They're fucking 4-string quarterback. Like, statistically, though, like, he put up... Yeah, he was, like, top 5 in the country.
It's one game, but all right.
It's insane.
Arizona State, sneaky good this year for sure. I mean, 6-2. A loss at Texas Tech, which is, you know, spooky.
I'm feeling some good vibes, though.
Yeah.
The team was connecting. It's crazy because KJ Jefferson got benched and has become, like, a pseudo-coach. He's just on the sidelines, like, drawing on the board and, like... He's like, this is what I see.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I kind of did that. He didn't transfer. He didn't, like...
Pout. Yeah. Dude, what sucks for Arizona State, too, is they're kind of... There's all these 2-loss teams that are just like, fuck. If I just hadn't blown whatever game.
ASU still in the mix for the Big 12?
Big 12 is real crowded. I mean, they're 3-2. At 6-2 overall, 3-2. They're tied with West Virginia and
that
Cincinnati.
That one loss to, they lost to, was it Cincinnati? Levitt didn't play that game.
Yeah. They probably win that.
They probably win with Levitt.
Yeah. And then they're 7-1 and 4-1 in conference, which means they're right there, literally right there with Colorado, Iowa State, and BYU. This is the type of thing now where before you were like, well, we never had a shot at the playoff anyway, but, you know, maybe a New Year's Six Bowl. Now you're just like, fuck, one loss, one extra loss.
I would look at Arizona State for next year's Big 12 champion.
Yeah. I mean, they're not out of it, but.
Because they're bringing back, I think, like most dudes.
They do get to play.
I don't know how old Scataboo is, but, I mean, you can just plug and play a running back.
Yeah. I do just still like UCF to fuck their world up, fuck their lives up. I still think Arizona State's a little inconsistent, and you guys...
It's ASU versus ASU East.
It is.
Only one can emerge.
Do you win the Arizona State Championship? You knock off both the Arizona schools.
Can we claim a? Can we get some Arizona State championship rings if we do that?
Yeah, I think you. I think so.
Okay. Dude, yeah, fucking let's ride UCF. UCF money line, UCF in the points. Give me the over. We're going to start dumping it in. We're going to be like, hey, Gus, why didn't you give this kid a look immediately? Why was he the fourth option?
What did you not see in practice?
A guy that completed passes? But do you hate white quarterbacks?
It's the same thing a couple years ago with Mullen at Florida. You just have Kyle Trask sitting there, a fucking ended up being a Heisman finalist, sitting there completing every mid-range pass there is, but you just like jerk off to Felipe Franks' cannon arm.
Yeah, it's infuriating because like, yeah, KJ, Ja'Kari Brown, they all came in, can't complete a 5-yard out.
Right.
And then when Dylan Risk comes in, it's just, we're like, oh man, he's throwing dimes. No, he's just completing regular passes, but it's blowing our fucking minds because we haven't seen it all year.
Yep. That is, dude, if your quarterback has trouble, and it's been driving me crazy with Brady Cook this year, maybe he's...
And he's mobile.
He can move.
And he can move. Yeah, and he can run pretty well. So what do you need, Gus?
If the number one thing you should want out of a college quarterback, if you know he's not a crazy five-star or whatever, is he will just always complete those short and mid-range passes. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't miss on those. But everyone wants a fucking home run hitter. You're not going to get that.
This kid's kind of a home run hitter.
That's fine.
We're gonna chase him out though.
You can't.
He's gonna recruit some other fucking transfer to come in from Mississippi State or some bullshit.
Some kid who can scoot.
Yeah, he's just gonna find another KJ Jefferson or another fucking Plumlee, a guy that can't complete passes but is just like run first. And he's gonna chase Dylan Risk out of town. And Dylan Risk is gonna go to the Mountain West. He's gonna be the next quarterback for like Nevada.
Man, he really does like black quarterbacks.
He does.
I mean, his guy at Auburn was Nick Marshall,
mm-hmm.
who was...
The only white quarterback I've seen them have is Plumlee.
Yeah. But
Plumlee was such a freak athlete.
What does he run at UCF? Because I remember his Auburn team was like this quasi-option.
Jet
I just
sweep.
Know they gutted Mizzou.
Jet sweep.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... Yeah.
But now we're throwing the ball more because he gave up the plays and Dylan Rice can throw
Thank
the ball.
God. I mean, you just can't... If your head coach is calling the plays, you're fucked. Like, literally, unless he fired a coordinator... Which means you're fucked anyway. You are just so fucked if you're going into a season and the head coach is like, yeah, I'll be calling the offense. It's just
no,
over.
No, dude.
It's just done before it starts.
Just hang out.
Gus,
you're a great recruiter. Just stay away. Like, let your guys do
the amount work. Of stuff that you miss when you have to do those.
Also, stop hiring your friends. Just don't hire anybody.
No nepotism.
Yeah.
Ask Iowa how that went. I mean, that Iowa team, if with a competent offensive coordinator, might have been in the running for a national championship.
Nah.
Close. That defense was so good. That was not like this year's Penn State or something. That defense was insane.
Yeah, if Iowa had this offense that they have this year and that defense, that's a good team. It's a good Big Ten team.
Yeah, that's an 11-win team.
Oklahoma State plus 10.5 at TCU. The over-under is 66.5.
God. What is going on in Stillwater?
Gundy's just going to have a job perpetually forever.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, I think. He is hired in perpetuity. Sorry, is this a 6-game losing streak?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, remember, they were ranked at one point.
Yeah, they started the year ranked. When they beat Arkansas, they were ranked. And by the way, they shouldn't have beaten Arkansas.
Arkansas's ass.
They should be 2-6 or 2-7 right now. Like, they suck.
TCU also sucks. Like, I don't understand. People are, like, all hyped on Hoover as a good quarterback. No, he's not. He fucking blows, dude.
No, I mean...
He can't throw the ball more than 15 yards in the air.
Who are TCU's wins against? A fucking shitty Kansas team that I think had to come back against after a weather delay. Stanford.
God, remember when I still had hope after we beat TCU in the comeback? I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Here we come, Big 12.
It's a rough season for hope on this show.
Mine was crushed early. Yours was crushed late.
Yeah, a little later.
But now I'm starting to get a little glimmer of hope for the future.
It's not smart.
I'm like, oh, dude, Dylan Risk next year? Are you kidding me? He'll probably get chased off. But
wouldn't recommend it. Don't.
We're going to end the season like on like a 4-game win streak.
I just wonder like who's going to blow this game.
10.5, so many points.
I got to take TCU. I have to take TCU. They're not going to blow them out.
No, you're taking TCU?
Oh, I'm sorry, Oklahoma State. Yeah.
I was like,
sorry.
That's too many points.
Yeah, it's way too many points. Oh my God, I don't know how that's a thing.
I'll take the over as well.
Okay. So it's a track meet, but it's tight.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas State plus 15, Louisiana at Louisiana. Over-under is 60.5. I love Louisiana to just keep rolling. They're a dark horse to make the playoff.
They're currently
7-1. Yeah, they're currently 7-1.
Dude, I don't hate it. I'll take Louisiana because they're going to need blowouts if they want to get there. Let me check the over under as well on this because I might just 60.
I'm staying away from that. That's too high.
Too high. Oh yeah, I don't like the way that looks on their recent games. Yeah, I'll stay.
I'll take the under though.
I'll stay away from that. The under feels a lot safer than the over. That's all I really know about the Louisiana game. I'll just take the team that needs a blowout to get the blowout.
Yeah. Then we got UNLV to finish the night at Hawaii on the island. Hawaii's been picking up some road wins. Just knocked off Fresno.
At Fresno?
Yeah.
Look at them.
Maybe Timmy Chang's got the boys going, you know? He kind of like picked up the program in total shambles.
Yeah.
But I mean they're on the white the right track. Hawaii needs to get back to being just fun.
They need to get back to RIP Colt Brennan slinging like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. That is the type of Hawaii game you need at all times.
No defense.
None.
Offense is, I mean, like a 57-51 game.
Yeah.
That's what you need out of Hawaii. That's all you ask for. UNLV, though, I don't know why Hawaii's got the island magic, but UNLV is just on another level.
Of just like in general?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're coming off a crushing loss to Boise.
Yeah.
Great game, though. I mean, Boise had to come back in the fourth quarter. I don't know. Is UNLV season, you know, it's kind of crushed after the loss to Boise?
It's not.
Do they come out just kind of, you know, limp?
Yeah,
they're no longer rock hard.
It's not totally off the table, but it's pretty off the table.
I mean, even if they get that revenge spot against Boise.
There's just so much that can happen. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you win the Mountain West, you should probably get in the playoff.
If you win the Mountain West
this year,
and by the way, to do that, they would have avenged the
Boise loss.
Their Boise loss, right? At that point, the only conference champion that might not have two losses is Army.
Also, Syracuse, are they still in the mix for the ACC?
What's their record? Two losses?
They got two losses, but I think only one in conference.
Oh,
they lost to Pitt.
Oh. A lot of these conference races
are... Oh, no, I'm sorry. They lost to Stanford. I keep forgetting Stanford's in the ACC.
Yeah.
So, no, they're out.
They're done. I like Hawaii to cover on the island. It's just a lot of points.
I'm going to take UNLV.
Okay.
Cover 12. You know, have a good time in Hawaii. That's got to be the best feeling. You get a dub, and then you maybe stay the extra day. Enjoy the island.
Get to hang out. I just love Hawaii so much. I want to go there constantly.
Mm-hmm. I want to live there. Not forever, but for like 3 years.
Yes. Just have a little fun time. Maybe like half, or better yet, like...
Until I get island fever.
Get half of the year. Do half the year there. You know what I mean?
What part of the year?
I'm having a green Christmas.
I've done it.
Malakaliki Maka. Is Hawaii's way.
It's perfect.
Say Merry Christmas to you.
Every day.
It really is just amazing. Let's do some random games.
Okay.
Some randos that we don't have on the schedule yet.
What are you thinking?
I like Temple is going to Tulane. Tulane is a 26.5 point favorite. I don't like that. But what I do like is the over-under at 49.5. Give me the over.
49.5. Okay.
I think Tulane might score 42 on their own.
I know, but I don't think Temple will score.
I think they'll get enough. Temple in their games this year, in their losses, 34 to East Carolina, 20 at UConn. They gave Army 14, 20 Coastal, 11 to Navy, and they're when they lose to these good teams, they give up, or to a lot of these teams, they give up a lot of points. I mean, 42 to Army, fucking. Oh, by the way, they dropped 45 on Utah State in a win. I just 38 to Navy, 56 to East Carolina. I'll take the over.
I'm going to scroll, and I'm going to go. I'm just going to pick. Boom. Whatever I landed on. Wait, Washington can't do that. that's a ranked game. Let me go again. Boom. We got it's another ranked game. A lot of ranked games.
There's a lot of ranked versus unranked week. Which is, it's tough. I mean, you could toss,
Here we go. All right, I landed on Western Kentucky and New Mexico State. I want nothing to do with that game. But, that strategy didn't work. Dude, low-key, Georgia State right now is 2-6. They beat Vanderbilt.
I know.
That's awful. That's terrible.
How the fuck do you lose that game?
Georgia State. Down bad. Marshall, Southern Miss, no thank you. UConn, right now. Jim Moore Jr.'s got the boys in stores kind of playing well.
You're
6-3.
6-3. UConn Huskies against acquitted child pornography.
John Kitten.
Child pornography consumer and distributor.
John Kitna Jr.
If you don't remember John Kitna getting busted for CP.
At Florida.
The charges were dropped. Yeah, at UF. It's John Kitna's kid. Is his name also John Kitna? No, it's Jaden Kitna.
Oh, whatever. John Kitna.
Jalen Kitna. I knew it was something stupid like that. John Kitna's kid, Jalen Kitna. Obviously, busted for CP.
And Trent Dilfer is like, come on home.
I'm coming home. Yeah, those charges were dropped. He explained to the judge that it was all a big misunderstanding. I'm not joking, but I guess they showed the evidence and stuff, and the judge was like, all right. So my theory on that the whole time was, because he did it on a Discord, my theory was he either sent something he didn't realize was technically CP, or he just edgelord it. They were trying to edgelord each other, like by sending beheading videos and shit that. And he went too far, and I guess convinced the judge that, like, oh, that's not. I'm not a consumer. I just
that wasn't am me,
the
dude.
Dumbest person alive. Whatever. I think that's what happened. I don't know. Anyway, it's not up to me what happens to him. The charges got fucking dropped, and now Kitna's playing for Dover at UAB.
Too bad, guys. Gotta fade them. I'll take UConn -7.
I love that. I love UConn -7 there. That's fucking fantastic.
Put them in a teaser down to 1.
Yeah. Yeah, UConn pick them. You know what? Speaking of fucking dog shit teams, and we talked about Georgia State a second ago.
Dude, Liberty right now also
fucking
tail spinning. Yeah.
Absolutely reeling. I'll take James Madison to cover 16.5 at home against Georgia State. I think James Madison wins big here.
We're growing 2 games?
Yeah, why not? Fine. We got some time to kill.
I'll pick one. We have no time to kill. But I'll take Texas State -8 on the road at UL Monroe.
Okay. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't take your Bobcats already.
Didn't want them on the schedule.
Yeah. You don't want anything tonight? FAU at East Carolina?
We're not talking. This is going out tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Fuck. Fair enough. It is Thursday, November 7th when we're recording this, but it's dropping on Friday.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's...
let's call it.
That's it for today. For Danner Jester, I'm Rob Fox. See you later.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. which is why when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.